So good morning and welcome back to Lifeline. I am Shane Burke and I am here with you for the next hour or so on Lifeline. So I'm very excited to say that I'm joined by a fantastic up-and-coming music artist, Leanne Manning. And Leanne is here with me this morning in studio. I'm going to speak to Leanne about her journey of success, following her dreams, her passion and her endless talented energy. Leanne, good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. We're absolutely honoured to have such an amazing up-and-coming person here in this studio with us. So Leanne, let's face it, you're going nowhere soon.
No.
And you're a singing sensation. So tell us about your story and where you got to today.
God, where I start. I was shy for a long time and I didn't do it. And I think I was 22, 23 and I finally joined a band. My friend brought me out and I was shaking like a leaf. And I sang these songs and the lads all looked at me and they're like, you're a diamond in the rough. So that was the start of my journey. Then after 2 years, I left the band and went travelling Australia. And I sang a bit over there, here and there, but I was mostly travelling. And when I came back, I just lost all my confidence. I could not get back on stage. Anyone would ask me to sing, I was like, no, I can't. And 2 years ago, I broke my foot at my cousin's wedding. And my friend Laura O'Neill, who is an amazing singer also, tagged me in a ad on Facebook looking for a singer for a band called Pop Gods. So I rocked in with no voice and a cast on my foot and tried to sing, slagged the band. They thought I was hilarious. And they asked me back for a second audition and now I am fronting the band for the past 2 years, loving life, and that's when I decided to do it full time.
Okay, so just take us back, right? So now you're in a fantastic place, okay? But just take us back to like your earliest memory and like kind of where you introduced singing.
I think I was always in the room with a hairbrush in front of the mirror like every girl, and I was always terrified to sing. I remember showing my age now, but you know, back when the top 20 came on the radio and you had to hit play and record on your cassette to get the song recorded on your tape, and it was Brandy and Monica, The Boy Is Mine. And I sat there and I waited, and it was just this one song I wanted on my tape, and I hit the button, and at the end of the song, it went, whoa. So I remember I couldn't wait to get out to all my friends, we put it in, I played it, and they knew I loved singing and they all start cheering me, oh, Leanne's trying to sing, blah, 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 and just like slated me, so my confidence is knocked back again. And then another time we're all just sitting around in the field and my friends were singing Lauryn Hill, so I love Lauryn Hill, and I start singing with them and they were like, why are you trying to give it socks, like calm down. I was like, it's just my voice, like it's how I sing. So you're knocked back and you believe, you're like, oh God, maybe I'm not as good as I think I am. It's that kind of
set you back a small
bit. Yeah.
So just tell us, okay? So, like, you know, kind of thinking back on, like, the earliest of days, what kind of stood in your way and what kind of stopped you from, like, you know, taking it to the next level as such?
Confidence. Okay. Not believing in myself.
Okay. Yeah. And do you feel that if you had of, like, you know, believed in yourself back then, you'd be a lot further than, like, you know, where you are today?
I would have done it a lot earlier. Okay. For sure.
So look, I suppose to anybody out there that is thinking, I'm not good enough or I can't do this, you know, I'm not able.
You are.
What exactly would you say to them?
They're the demons. Don't listen to them. You are. Master your craft.
Okay. Tell us about like your first major, like, you know, singing sensation.
Sensation. Stop. I was at a family party and my family would always ask me to sing and I was too shy. And I closed my eyes and I just sang Killing Me Softly, and I opened my eyes and all my family were crying. I was like, okay, maybe I am good. So
was that a moment where you were like, wow?
Yeah, that got me. And then,
so when you say it got you, tell us more about that.
Yeah, I just believed in myself then. I was like, okay, I forgot about the bullies then that like tried to stop me, and it gave me a little bit of a drive and belief in myself to do what I want to do. I would write a lot of songs when I was younger.
Okay.
I still do now, obviously. But yeah.
So is singing something that you would have always wanted? And
it was the only thing I ever felt I was good at. I liked school, but I liked the social side of it.
Okay.
Oh no.
So look, like, you know, I suppose, like, to anybody listening right now and that is in, like, you know, similar situation, or can, like, I suppose, like, resonate with, like, you know, what you're saying, you know, what would you say to them?
Just follow your passion. Follow it. Believe in yourself. Put in the work. And just have that drive and determination that you will succeed.
And so here you are. You're, like, you know,
doing what I love.
A five-star example. Tell us about, like, the main challenges that you would have faced, like, you know, up until now. Becoming a singer, like, you know, getting on stage, you know, practicing. What does it take?
Oh, you have to train every day. It's a muscle, and you need to train every day. Do your vocal warm-ups. It's your instrument, and you have to look after it. And that's something that I never realised. And it was only when I came back from Australia, when I started to sing again with my old guitarist, I was struggling and I was losing my voice all the time. I was pushing too hard. I wasn't using the proper breathing techniques. And
so you were training, but, like, in all the wrong ways. You weren't doing it correctly.
Yeah, I was picking up bad habits, like driving, you know? If someone, anyone but an instructor teaches you, you pick up all these bad habits. And it was only when I got to my band now that I'm fronting, and hearing them all talk, and I didn't know how to chime in, so I made the decision while I was working full-time and in this band that I was going to go back to college. And my mum, when I was 16, I got an A in honours music, and she told me to drop music. It would never stand to me in life. So trying to talk to them theory-wise and musically to the lads, trying to get my point across when we're all having, like, a band meeting or talking about other songs. And I was like, I know what I want to say and I don't know how to say it. So I went to BIM last year and I auditioned.
So what is BIM?
It is a British and Irish Modern Music Institute. And there have been amazing, like, George Ezra came out of, I think it was the Birmingham one. They're all over England and Ireland. And I went in not knowing what was going to happen. They took me up into this little room, and Shelley Buxman, who is the vocalist on Maniac that you will all know, she stood me up in front of this keyboard and gave me these lyrics, and she was like, sing it. It was a song that they had made up. I was like, what? And it was funk, so I had to do it. Then she brought me down into a live room, threw me on stage with musicians I'd never met before, and she was like, now sing. And I just had to belt out.
Okay.
And she was like, girl, you took it to church.
Brilliant. That was empowering.
Yeah, it was
so
really
good.
So how
did you feel then?
I felt amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, so I auditioned and I got into college. And I just remember starting my first day in college. And it sounds so cringe when I say this now. But so we have theory first thing, and then we go into techniques. So there is 20 of us standing there. And, you know, the la 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 la. We're all doing it. And it was just this wave of emotion that came over me, and I got really upset and I started crying. I was like, oh my god, this is where I belong. I finally felt like I fit in somewhere. And
wow,
it took me to being 32 to make, like, to feel that. And it shouldn't have took that long, you know. So that's what I'm saying.
But it did, and look, here you are. Yeah. And, like, you know, look where it's gotten you. Can you tell us, so what are the main, if you can, like, you know, kind of reiterate, right? Like, you know, what's the main reason for you singing? Like, you know, what does it give you as a person?
It's a release, you know.
Okay, so when you say a release?
Well, I seen a thing last night. I went for dinner with my friend, and there was a plaque on the wall, and it said, where words fail, music speaks. And it's true. Any song will take you back to a moment in your life, and I just think it's such an emotional thing to have. And when I sing, it just makes me feel alive, and I honestly can't explain how it makes me feel. There's nothing else I can do
that's going to make you feel like this.
It gives me purpose, yeah.
Okay, and then over the years, Like, you know, lessons, like, you know, singing.
I was never
coaching.
Vocally trained.
Never?
Never, okay. Until I went to BIM.
Okay. So what about somebody like me who loves singing, wouldn't get a note in the bank? Do you think there's a little bit of hope for me? I can get lessons and I can be George Ezra or Lionel Richie? Mm. Or have I no hope?
Can you hold a tune, though?
No.
I mean, you can howl all you want.
I can pretend. But, like, you know, do you think it's something that, like, you're naturally born with?
It is a gift. Like, okay. Back in December, I stood in a sold-out show in the Sugar Club with 13 other vocalists from up and down the country who are insanely talented. And we did a night dedicated to Aretha Franklin. And, yeah, it's a gift. When I stood on the stage and I heard these girls sing, I was like, I can't believe I'm sharing the stage.
You're amongst them, so that's like, an awesome feeling.
I mean, I did 2 gigs in Bahrain in November with my band Pop Gods, and I flew straight home, and I got in my car from the airport, and I had to drive out to the country straight to a studio to do one of our final rehearsals. You know, we're all singers, so we sing all weekend, and, you know, Sunday morning, your throat's tired, you're not the same. Sharon Gaynor came in, and it was the first time I met this girl, and she came in and she sang, and we were all like, I'm going home. Like, she was just insane. I just couldn't believe that I was sharing the stage with these amazing girls, and if I never took that plunge and responded to the audition that I was tagged in with Laura, I would still be in a job that I hate. I would still...
So when you say a job that you hate, okay?
Oh, God.
So you're saying you were 32 and you have kind of making a life-changing decisions,
yeah.
And you're now a singer, like, you know, full time. But in between leaving school and 32, it's a long time.
Long.
And you're saying there you're in a job that you hate.
Hated.
You know, I know for a fact there's lots of people listening here today that feel that they're, like, you know, stuck in a dead end job. Their back is up against the wall.
Yeah.
Like, you know, tell us about your journey.
Yeah, I left school and I started working straight away in the bookies. Mm-hmm. And I hated it, but you get used to the money, so you just get used to progressing in the job. Then I went traveling, then I came back, and I knew I'd walk straight back into my job. I always liked makeup as well, so I went to college and studied makeup, and it turns out doing this course for 2 years that I only liked doing makeup on my face, so that was a lesson.
But it was also a learning. I can do it there. Okay.
So yeah, but I still wasn't happy. I knew I liked that, but it was still singing that made me alive.
Where you
inside.
Want
yeah,
to it be. Was,
it's where I belong. I'm like a different person when I'm on stage. Even when I get to my gigs and I'm setting up the whole set and people are looking at me, I'm like, what are they staring at? I get really self-conscious and you wouldn't think, but then I stand on stage and I'm like this completely different person.
Okay.
Like, it's just a different feeling.
So what advice would you give to anybody who, like, you know, is in this dead end job or this circle, and maybe they are a singer or they do play an instrument and they really want to go for it? Like, what would you say to them?
Take the plunge. And it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. I made the decision to quit my job and it's, you know, it's not always a steady flow of money. You're not guaranteed gigs. You have to go and get them. So it's hard. And it was terrifying. I was absolutely terrified. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be broke. What am I going to do?
Would you believe to yourself, like, if somebody had said to you, like, you know, 12 months ago, this is exactly where you'll be, this is, like, you know, what you'll be doing, and you'd be on the radio talking about, like, you know, your passion, what
no,
would you have said?
I'd have laughed.
Really?
Yeah, I'd have laughed. I mean, I quit my job, and now with my guitarist in my band, we have done video shoots and now we're working on our website.
So you're branching off into, like,
yeah,
all different things.
So we're going to start doing wedding ceremonies as well.
Okay.
As the we do weddings and corporate events. So that's exciting. It's terrifying as well because,
okay,
I can't hide behind my band. It's just me and a guitar. So,
but it's what you love to do. So
it's what
I'm
I love
sure
to
you're
do.
You're, like, you know, well capable of doing,
yeah,
it. Tell us about your like current line of work at the moment. Like, you know, what do you do exactly for your work?
For my work, well, I train vocally every day. Then usually Tuesdays, Wednesdays, the band get together, we have rehearsals. Then I rehearse with my guitarist. We recently done a new promotional video in the National Concert Hall for my band, which is currently underway. And and then Thursday to Sunday we're out gigging. So I think last Friday we were in Killarney, left Dublin at 2, arrived back to my bed at 5 a.m.
Do you mind travelling? Like, do you mind putting in the hard work?
No, not at all. It's worth it when you get on the stage, especially when you share someone's wedding. Like, they've chosen you on a special day, and that's, it's really a great thing to be a part of.
So when you stand on the stage, so it's like a really happy moment. It's like, you know, the big wedding day, and everybody looks, you know, fantastic, and everyone's in great form, and then you start.
Yeah.
Tell us about that experience.
I think, as well as us being amazing musicians and vocally, our band is quite out there. So I don't think people...
So when you say out there, what do you mean by out there?
I mean, we're in neon, bright colours. Okay. We've got, like, face paint, blue lights on us. We're not your standard pub band, you know.
Okay.
It's a show. I mean, a lot of times we're at a gig and people don't want to dance. They just want to sit and watch us. And Tom, my absolutely crazy lead male vocalist, is insane. I mean, I just watch him in absolute awe myself. Like, he's basically a one-man show. I was like, he doesn't even need us. It's really exciting. So it's that moment
that
makes...
Is it hard to... stumble upon new business and like, you know, new wedding bookings, that kind of stuff?
Our manager is amazing and works night and day at getting our bookings, so we're blessed that way.
Okay.
But now it's scary because it's me and the wedding ceremonies and the acoustic sets, so I have to start chasing them now. So
okay.
When
you say wedding ceremonies and you're called Pop Gods, what kind of music do you cover?
So we start in the 80s, okay, and we take you through a journey of them, and then...
So I'd imagine it's all like, you know, good energy and
high
vibrancy.
Energy, yeah. There's okay. No slow songs.
What's your favourite song to start with?
I open the show with It's Raining Men.
Okay, that's... Yeah. Pretty full of energy, eh?
Yeah, it's a big vocal.
Okay, so tell us, moving forward, what are your future plans? Where is it going to all go?
As I said, I went back to BIM last year and got my diploma, and I am now about to embark in a 4-year degree where I will be a qualified vocal coach. So to help other people on the journey is what, okay, I want to do as well, and encourage them and mind your instrument, because
that's really important, isn't it? Because let's face it, if you have no voice, you've got no job. So
exactly.
It's
so important, and it's something that I never realized, and I was starting to lose my voice. And I traveled to Galway a couple of months ago to this amazing vocal coach, and he doesn't come here a lot, so I couldn't believe it when he was actually here. So I drove to Galway, and the minute I walked in the door after doing 3 gigs in a row, and I spoke to him 3 sentences, and he was like, I can hear there's slight damage in your... He knew by me speaking before I even sang for him. He's like, there's slight damage there. And he gave me... He's like, record your phone. The whole lesson is on my phone. So every day I get up now and I play it and I have to sing along. And
so you believe again, like, yeah, you know, practice does actually
make... No, it's just like a
perfect
football. It's a muscle and you have to train it.
So what advice would you give to anybody out there who is singing, that's getting a little bit, you know, rusty? They can feel the old glands getting a little bit tired.
Go get a lesson, you know, always.
Okay.
Go back and train.
Continuously, and just keep on training.
Keep on top of it. I mean, you can't. Guitarist is always going to have his instrument, you know what I mean? If you don't have your voice, you don't make money.
So look, Leanne, thanks so much. I would like... you're a fantastic young girl. It's like been a pleasure, like, you know, speaking
thanks
with you.
Me.
And you know, it is all about following your dreams, never taking no for an answer. And let's face it, like, you look like the picture of happiness now because you're doing what you love.
Yeah.
So thanks again, and we're gonna finish off with playing one of your favourite hits.
Yeah.
It's a little bit surprising. So look, thanks again, and from us all here on Near FM, we wish you the very best.
Thanks for having me.
And we hope you achieve all you need to.